while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
All right.
Understandable.
Let's quickly do some news.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News. Only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at that picture of Ricky right now. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yum, yum.
I'll put him on the Facebook, too, but if you want to check it out, go to the Johnny B. Show.
Sounds
on
good.
Instagram.
Hell yeah.
2 days after he tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss Sunday's game against the Chiefs and is not vaccinated, Aaron Rodgers told his side of the story. The Packers quarterback appeared on the Pat McAfee Show, speaking for about 15 uninterrupted minutes about all the factors that went into his decision to not be vaccinated.
I heard the whole thing. I actually subscribe to the Pat McAfee Show. It's awesome.
Yeah.
If you like sports and he does a live YouTube show. He's great. He's hilarious. I love him.
Yeah. Rodgers said that he's being accosted by a woke mob, and he says that he realizes that he's in the crosshairs. So before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket, I think I'd like to set the record straight about some blatant lies that are going out there. Rodgers said that he didn't lie during the late August press conference when he said he was immunized and there was a witch hunt going on over who was unvaccinated. He said it wasn't some sort of ruse or lie. It was the truth. Nevertheless, most people who heard his answer at the time assumed he was affirming that he had been vaccinated. Rodgers said he would have responded to a follow-up question about being immunized. I would have said, look, I'm not some sort of anti-vax flat earther. I'm somebody who's a critical thinker. You guys know me. I march to the beat of my own drum. I strongly believe in my bodily autonomy.
Now, a real quick question, because I wasn't aware. I'm still not aware, but now I'm wondering, because I was looking at comments on something on Twitter. Did he oppose abortion laws? Because I saw a bunch of people were responding with, oh, he likes autonomy, but it was on Pat McAfee's Twitter. It's like, oh, he likes autonomy, but not when it comes to a woman's body or abortion or something. So I was like, what is this all about? Because I don't pay attention to everything with Aaron Rodgers. He plays for the Packers, you know, but I don't know. It's just funny how everybody was jumping on him for that.
Yeah.
Which,
That's a weird thing, because I understand that point of view.
I do, too.
You're talking about abortion, or you're talking about autonomy, but
yeah.
They don't, I think what the pro, I don't know, is it pro-death side, I don't know, doesn't understand about the pro-life argument is that it's not about a woman's choice. It's they believe that it's murder of a person.
Right.
That's the problem. It's not that it's a woman's choice. It's that there's another human inside there.
I see.
And I know that the other side goes, no, it's not a human yet. Well, then that's where the disagreement lies.
Yeah.
But they just go, you want to control women's bodies. And you go, well, they think it's you're killing.
It does. On the surface, it looks hypocritical, though. And you're like, taking the vaccine, it's my body, my choice. And,
sure.
You know.
But that's what the people who don't want to get the vax say to the pro-choice people, too.
Right.
Is my body, my choice, right?
It's backwards the whole way. I know.
So it's one of those gray areas. It's just, not understanding the rationale behind those arguments.
I'm all about autonomy for everything. Everything. You know what I mean? It's your body no matter what. And that comes to even abortion. I don't care if people get mad at me for saying it. I think you should be able to abort a kid until they're in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're pieces of crap sometimes.
Right.
Jeez, little beast of burdens.
And, of course, the big revelation is that Rodgers also said he consulted with Joe Rogan.
Well,
oh, my God.
Look, I called a bunch of my friends after I got COVID. That had recovered from COVID. I think I talked to 5 different friends because I just wanted to see what they did.
How they handled it now?
Yeah.
Well, Joe Rogan's just such a hot button man.
Well, because he took horse medicine.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
It's really strange. And of course, Joe Rogan got advice from a doctor who prescribed him this ivermectin and other treatments for those.
A really good doctor that prescribed medicine, ivermectin, to 200 members of Congress. But That doesn't get really brought up very much. It's crazy. I don't know, man. Like, the whole... It's so politicized. Everything is so politicized. It's nauseating. And it's just like, come on, man. Can we just be normal people?
And the people who claim or are upset about it being politicized are the ones who are politicizing it.
Yeah, dude. It's... I mean, just open your goddamn eyes, people. I mean, it's just... It's a fact. They're using ivermectin to kick COVID's ass all over the world right now. For some reason here, it's demonized, and you're a goddamn moron if you even talk about it.
You know, there's a lot of things that we do here. At least one more that I can think of off the top of my head is the masking kids. Nowhere in Europe are they doing that.
I know, but you saying that, Will, makes you sound like a wag jab.
It's just strange. I don't understand what the end resolve here is. I don't understand what they want.
I don't either.
And Aaron Rodgers also said that he was allergic.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Cherokee?
Yes, sir.
Oh, call back. I went to put him on hold and accidentally answered him.
Oopsie.
Sorry, Chair. Call back, buddy. We're in the middle of news.
He admitted that, or came to light, that he was allergic when he was doing his research to some of the ingredients.
In mRNA?
In the mRNA vaccines.
Right.
And he could have got the Johnson & Johnson, the one that's fake and doesn't work, that I have.
Right.
But I guess he opted not to do that, which is fine.
He said the reason why he opted not to do that is because at the time, that was when they were reporting people with blood clots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And after talking to his doctors, not Joe Rogan, they said that him getting COVID and surviving from it is pretty high. You know what I mean? Like that he was, if he got COVID, he would be probably fine.
Well, 99, if you're in a certain age group.
Let
if you're, if you're 90 years old, you have a 95% chance of surviving. Or
so
90%.
They went with critical thinking there. Like, he's like, look, I don't want the chance. I know it's a small chance of having a blood clot. He also talked about the possibility, he wanted to have kids in the future. You know, I watched the whole interview today. And he said, you know, that he, not that there's any proof that it'll sterilize you, but he said they're doing trials through 2023, and they won't really have a clear picture of what the side effects will be totally for another couple of years, you know? So, you know.
Yeah, I saw a thing today that the CDC and fact checkers, as they called them, concluded that the vaccine immunity was better than natural immunity.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who said this?
The CDC.
Oh, you trust them?
And fact checkers.
Okay, well, how about Israel, who has now tested 2.5 million people, and that it's overwhelmingly proved there, over 2.5 million people, that natural immunity is stronger than the vaccine, way more robust. England just did the same study. They've been doing for 18 months on their people. So the CDC can see these nuts.
I just want to know who the fact checkers are.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming 19-year-olds who got a job at the New York Times.
I used to trust the CDC, dude, but they're
totally politicized.
Dude, so bad now.
Every agency needs to be totally abolished.
It's unbelievable.
If Ron DeSantis does get into office and into the presidency, he should just be, all right, all of you are done.
FDA, bye.
We're starting over from scratch.
OSHA, how dare you? Bye.
Department of Education, bye.
Peace out, bitch.
You're all gone. You're all gone.
Yeah. Nope. You know what? You get Joe Rogan to run
FBI,
the whole thing, dude.
CIA, bye. Bye. Get out. Get the stepping. You serve at the pleasure of the president. Bye.
Can you imagine they just have Joe Rogan do all the jobs?
Oh, it's going to be press secretary in Ron DeSantis' administration.
Pfizer's introducing a study to Joe Rogan next week to see if he'll approve their new medication.
The head of the CDC, Joe Rogan. That would be terrific.
He just starts employing all of his comedian friends.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like foreign relations, Ari Shaffir. That'd go great. So good.
Ambassador to Palestine, Dave Smith.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Health Administrator.
Tim Dillon.
Oh, my God. Yeah.